You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with directors Jesse Moss and Amanda McBain. In their new documentary, Boys State, Moss and McBain pull back the curtain on Boys State, a week-long camp experience for young teenage males in the heart of Texas, where they work together to create a functioning model of the U.S. government. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Moss and McBain about the pressure of power, masculinity, and gender politics in the young men, and whether or not their feelings about the U.S. political system have changed as a result of the experience. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Jesse and Amanda. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's Steve Norton from Screenfish.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
That was a wild and just wonderful film. I thought it was just an incredible documentary and just a story I'd never heard before. I was wondering, how did you discover Boys State?
Thank you. We feel lucky to have stumbled upon Boys State as a prism to look at American politics and democracy today. We didn't have the benefit of participating in the program as young people growing up in California. I just didn't know about it. And it wasn't until we read about the program in 2017, the Texas Boys State program having voted to secede from the union, becoming something of a scandal, and then national news caught our eye. And that was at a time that we, like a lot of Americans, I think we're struggling to understand the irreconcilable political division in our country, and how have we gotten to this point, and what's our way forward? And I think recognizing in Boys State in Texas, potentially a prism to look at these questions and look at how susceptible and young men are to sort of the rhetoric of the moment and what they may offer us as a hope forward.
It was so fascinating to see these teenage boys almost feel themselves around and try and build something new, but they land on such different sides of the political spectrum. They're given nothing. They're given nothing. You know, I think they're the Federalist and the Nationalist parties, if I have the names right. So was it intentional for you to find such different views, or did it just happen naturally?
We loved, when we did find out about this program, we loved the idea that there is this space where kids are invited to come together, kids from with politics to the right, politics to the left. They're forced to come together and talk politics face to face. I mean, and there are so few of those spaces left, particularly, you know, maybe not even the Thanksgiving table anymore in a family. So we knew going in that it was going to be fraught, and, you know, we hoped it would be, well, we knew it would be uncomfortable, and it would be really interesting to see what went down. If they voted to secede in 2017, what the heck were they going to do in 2018? But there's 1,100 kids who are invited to attend every year, and that's a lot of people. And we knew the only way we were going to be able to survive this event as filmmakers and as a crew trying to cover it, but also emotionally, the kind of films we make really are character driven, and we wanted to immerse ourselves with a small group, and we wanted that small group to have a diversity of not only background and life experience, but also different politics. So we worked very hard over 3 months, crisscrossing Texas and filming with lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of boys until we found the four that we do end up following through the program, all of whom are very different and surprise us. And, you know, we're very lucky we found the four that we did.
The kids you have they're just great. Now I understand there's so many kids that are involved. Did you find that most of them that were there took the process seriously, or was it mostly teenage immaturity? I mean, they seceded the year before, and this, I think some of them tried to do it again, as we see in the film, there's some stuff going on, but do you find that the kids took the idea very seriously, throughout the process?
I think there was both. And actually what's interesting is you see both embodied in Robert himself. Like, he's not sure if he should take the process seriously, or play to the cheap seats. And I love that sort of that he has to work it out for himself. And he realizes that he's miscalculated and that Stephen has actually taken it more seriously than he has. And I love that discovery, that Robert's discovery and our discovery that he's been trying to figure it out. We were attracted to young men who take politics seriously. No doubt all of them do. Robert had been a page in the U.S. Senate. Stephen had worked on political campaigns. Ben, as you know, had a Ronald Reagan doll on his bookshelf and is a political junkie. Renee, you know, is already like a grown-up and taking activism and politics seriously. So these guys, we connected with their serious commitment to the political process and caring about it. No doubt that we boys don't take it seriously. You see them pass legislation about, you know, Prius drivers going to Oklahoma and all that kind of pineapple pizza. That's funny, but then actually it got serious. And I think that tension in Robert, kind of in the group as a whole, maybe in our country as a whole, is really sort of reflective, right? I mean, it is actually kind of where we're at. People want to go to Washington and blow up the system, whatever that means. We're left with a bunch of rubble, or they want to kind of come together and figure it out. And those ideas, those ideologies are in contest at Boys State in an exaggerated form.
They're also 17, right? We're also making a coming of age film. And I think that straddle of being sort of, you know, boyhood and headed towards manhood thing is a space we also wanted to visit, frankly, and check in with. So to some degree, the serious, unserious is part of their everyday in everything they do, let alone what happens at Boys State.
That's a great point. And even highlighting Robert there too, can you talk a little bit about the pressure of power? Because it's so fascinating and somewhat terrifying to hear a kid say, you know, this is my idea, but I'll do whatever you tell me to say. I'll say whatever you want me to say. And is that a teenage thing, or is that something that seems like it's a larger issue in the political system?
I think no doubt this kind of lust for power, for power's sake, is something we're living with, and the consequences of that now in a very profound and unsettling way. I love the moment where Stephen is asked, like, what is the purpose of a politician? He's campaigning for signatures on his ballot. And he says to serve others and not themselves. That simple and yet profound definition is something we all need to remind ourselves about. I think you see in Ben, and he would recognize it now, he does himself with some perspective, that there's a kind of corrosive aspect to winning an election at all cost for the sake of winning. He really embodies that in his strategy and his tactics. He's brilliant at it. And he even invokes a military kind of metaphors, and he talks about politics and winning as combined arms warfare, a sort of exaggerated kind of violence to politics. And I think confronting that, and actually hearing Ben's very sort of direct bluntness about it was shocking. But I think also what gave us hope was to see young men of color like Renee and Stephen, who have very different politics than the mainstream at Boys State, rise to power because they have a positive vision. You know, that sort of power for a purpose, if you will, was very hopeful for us to see not only them offer that vision, but to see their vision return in the support of the electorate.
I mean, here's a film too, and it's called Boys State. So it's overwhelmingly masculine in nature. And I know that there is Girls State as well, but did you gain any sort of new understanding in terms of gender? Did you get a chance to see Girls State as well? Did you get to visit there and compare the two?
We went with all these questions about democracy and hyperpolarization and how are, you know, the next generations kind of, what are they taking in of what they're seeing in adult state, right? And I think what we didn't quite realize until we got into the room with 1,100 boys is that we also had this incredible window into boyhood, right? 2018. I mean, like, I guess if I'd thought hard enough beforehand, I would have realized this is what we were going to see. But not until I got there did I really have to confront that we were making a film about masculinity on some level. And, you know, I've never been in a space like that. Myself and two other, you know, cinematographers, I think we're the only females for like, you know, miles around. And there was plenty on display there that kind of met my expectations, for good or for bad, about what I would see. And, you know, in checking in on Boyhood in 2018, around the era of Me Too, around conversations about toxic masculinity, around sort of, you know, what they're seeing in politics in Washington. You know, I knew I was going to see a certain amount of it, and some of it was going to scare the heck out of me, and some of it was going to upset me. And then what I wasn't totally prepared for, and I love this about what I do for a living, is that I then also saw and experienced all kinds of masculinity I hadn't expected to see. And that really did involve a lot more empathy than, and not just from Steven. I mean, this was really in a lot more spaces around the event than I thought. And, you know, listening and real emotion, frankly. It was an emotional week that I didn't think was going to be an emotional week. And I think the very fact that that too has power in that space, and truly profound power, and the connections that were made between some of these boys, was really heartening, frankly, and made me less worried about the men of the future, frankly. You know, so there you go. By the way, I want to say one thing about Girl State. We did it. We want to do that next. I don't really have any good intel on what happens in those spaces yet, but we plan to soon.
I know we're starting to run out of time, but I was wondering, have either of your feelings changed about the political system from having watched it from this level? Have they changed as a result of the experience?
I think we both wanted, on some level, a Hollywood ending to our story. And actually, it was a process to accept what the outcome was, but we found it actually ultimately very uplifting, and that it's a struggle, and Stephen will continue to fight for what he believes in. And he's has so much to offer, both in he himself, but in what he embodies and will inspire in others, Renee as well. What's also been great to see is how much reflection Ben has brought to his behavior 2 years ago at Boy State. And now he recognizes the corrosive impact of such politics on our body politic. He's really disavowed that kind of politicking and gamesmanship. And I think that kind of moral growth we need as a country, he's shown us in person. And that's also really hopeful. And just the fact that we can still all get together, Ben, Renee, Stephen, Robert, and kind of talk, I think in a small form, I think embodies what I hope for us as a country, that we can may not agree on everything, but at least come together and find out, as Stephen would say, what can we agree on? And I'm sure there is something.
It is just an incredible film. To both of you, thank you for taking the time to chat with me. I really do appreciate it. You know, like I said, I think you're absolutely right. There's a lot we can learn from it, but it certainly is amazing to hear your story as well, to hear how much they've learned from it as well. So thank you so much to you both. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Great to talk. Take care.